What's up, guys? It's Kenyo here.
Danielle here.
Wow. It's going down.
Welcome to
hashtag goals.
This is hashtag goals, the podcast. This is Kenyo. Danielle's
here. Wait, what's hashtag goals?
Hashtag goals for millennials podcast. Millennials, they want to do a bunch of stuff and we're just like
making podcast. We're helping them.
We're helping them by making a podcast.
So it's a fire ass podcast.
Exactly. Oh man. Do you want to tell them what the podcast is going to be about?
No, I think you explain better.
Oh man. Okay. Should I explain it this time or should we wait till like maybe like a later episode?
Let's tell them a little bit about hashtag goals.
Okay. Well, for one, there's a lot of millennials out there, young people. I don't know the exact age range of a millennial.
I think it stops at 32. Okay. Or 33.
Okay. So 33. Really? I heard it goes up to 35 sometimes. We're welcome.
It depends on what area.
If you identify as a millennial.
If you're 45 and want to flex and be 35, do that.
Right. Do you? but for that group of people, there's a whole bunch of stuff you're going on, that you got going on in life. You got relationships.
Yes, relationships, which is a huge thing.
That's just like half of it.
It's like 55.7% of it.
Oh yeah? That's more accurate. Is that a me? Were you doing an impression of me?
No, I was doing an impression of me.
Okay.
But you have relationship issues, like, in career things. Like, I think the biggest thing, like, with career millennials, like, we don't want to do a traditional 9-to-5. Like, Kenyo doesn't do that. I do it. I hate it. But, you know, it's, like, that weird space where we're just trying to create our own type of, like, I guess, network, our own type of, like, I guess, entrepreneurship would be a word.
Yeah. I think about it more as people just want to be in charge of their lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
It's not fair anymore for people. I mean, you see so much stuff, mm-hmm. and so you don't feel like it's fair. You see so much media, different kinds of media, so you don't feel like it's fair for you to have to give up,
like,
the best part of your day every week on something that you kind of don't like, you know?
Yeah, or to do something for somebody else, and, like, you're not really getting any... you're not getting anything back. It's not your company. You know?
Exactly.
You're working for somebody who probably doesn't care about you. You're just a number. So I think us, like, we're trying to get out of that. I think our age group is the age group that has just, like, kind of, like, broken that barrier mm-hmm. and, like, been not afraid to be like, I'm just going to quit my job. Like, I know so many, like, 20-somethings that's just like, I'm out. And I've done it before, too. Like, I've, like... straight up pick up a paycheck and just was like never came back.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not doing this. But like you think about like my mom's generation or like her, they wouldn't do stuff like that.
Because
mm-hmm. they got to put.
They wouldn't even, it doesn't even occur to them.
Yeah, they'd be like, what?
What? You got a job? A nice paying job?
Yeah.
You stay at the job. And then, you know, relationships too. I think millennials are redefining relationships in a lot of ways. There's all the dating app stuff, which I've mostly steered clear from.
So I'll be the expert on that. What do you want to know about Tinder, Bumble?
Right, and then there's romance. I think, you know, millennials have a really high expectation of like a partner who like really understands them, and like is like there's like a whole romantic situation going on. I think maybe there's. But then the whole team thing, you know, like people really want teams. You see a lot of like entrepreneurial couples these days. So in general, I think every millennials are reinventing relationships too.
I'm
going to
be like with Steph Curry. Aisha Curry. That's hashtag goals for me.
Hashtag goals to break up the Curry household.
No. I love Riley. I love the kids. Okay. I'm not trying to break them up. Like that type of couple, you see like how she's kind of like has her own cooking show. Like he's like a really good basketball player. Like Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, those like type of things. But what you have to think about too is like you see these people, that's like one in a lifetime type of things. Like that's everybody's not going to be like
that. But that's what it is. You know, everyone wants their version of that. You know, maybe they won't get the full Steph Curry, Aisha Curry.
Steph Curry with the pot boy?
Aisha?
That's yeah, Aisha Gray.
Maybe they won't get the full Steph Aisha thing, but they'll get their portion of it. And I think it's the same thing with entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people aren't going to be what they think they're going to be when it comes to entrepreneurs. But maybe they'll find their own lane and, you know, find a way to make, you know, as much as they were going to make at their job, like maybe like a 50K, 40K a year
mm-hmm.
thing. Or maybe even supplement their job with like 10K from some entrepreneurship thing that they're doing. In the same way, you might not get the perfect relationship, but people at least want something that is close to, or at least in the structure.
I want trash. That's fine.
You want someone who's deeply flawed.
Deeply flawed.
What'd you say?
Totally like.
What was that? You want somebody with no emotions?
Yeah, emotionless, just detached from reality. Just like, bummy. Nah. It was just funny because we were actually listening to another podcast and this girl said that she like wanted somebody who was broken, which was kind of like, are you saying that just to be like, you know how like people say stuff to be like, aw, she's a really good person. I'd be like, no, you can't come to me broken.
Yeah, I don't have
the tools to fix you right now.
Right. I don't have, yeah. I don't want anyone broken either. It's
yeah.
not what I'm about. But I understand that everyone's flawed, but also you gotta have a certain kind of flaws. Your flaws have to line up with mine, so that way we can fix both of our flaws
what?
Together.
I've never heard that. What do you mean your flaws have to line up?
They have to line up. They don't have to like.
What do you mean like?
If
okay.
I like because of the way that I want to live my life.
Your
if
best
I have,
life, sis.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can be taken. And this is selfish, but I think this is the millennial thing. Like we feel like we can customize our lives, and I feel like I would prefer not to have to take time out because I realize it's a huge vulnerability. Like life is not a joke and it's not fair and it's not trying to help you get what you want just because you showed up, you know, like, so it's a real thing that if I end up in a certain relationship, it might diminish or alter, you know, my ability to achieve certain goals, which to me, sorry about that. Just destroyed your earbuds with some coughing. But for me, it's, super important. So I don't, you know, I have to take that into account when I'm picking someone. I can be a good friend maybe to someone that I wouldn't be able to actually be with because I don't have the time because of what I'm going for, I think is more important than dedicating my life to being in a relationship where I'm fixing someone. And that's just, I feel like it's my choice.
I always think that like guys come up with bullshit like that. Like, no, I don't think that's bullshit. I think that's your opinion. That's fine. But like,
yeah, you just said, I think that guys come up with bullshit like that. And then you tried to backtrack it.
Okay.
To say that you didn't
think
it was bullshit.
I'm trying to backtrack for the guy listeners. They'll be like, she's crazy.
It's
but
okay.
Like,
they
just
know that I'm on their side.
Look.
I think we're dividing lines right now.
Yeah.
You know,
this is
from day one, there's Team Kenyo on certain issues, and there's going
to
be
Team Danielle. Y'all know y'all want to be on my team, honey.
Yeah.
But
remember, Mouse, go ahead and make your point. We'll see if they want to be on your team.
I think that guys come up with this bullshit because they're always like, okay, for instance, I met this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just telling me about like one of his exes, which guys don't do that. I don't want to hear about your exes like the first time I meet you.
Mm-hmm.
But he was telling me like they weren't together because he was like trying to, he was a teacher and he was trying to get his master's and do this and do that and like work on his other business, but he wanted to be with her. And I was just like, why can't you put equal effort into those things? And just like, you could be a successful entrepreneur and still like be a good partner, but you just don't want to. You're choosing just like you don't want to. It's not that it's not possible. People do it all the time. I think that people just take like that selfish route and like, oh, I don't like, I just can't. I can't give you 100, but I can give you 70. And I'm just like, ain't nobody coming over here for 70% of a man, like, you know? But I think men have the luxury of doing that because they don't have like this ticking clock that women have. Like, I'm not just talking about babies because you can go adopt a baby.
You might not have the ticking clock, but women, you also have a way of moving through a number of candidates way faster
what?
Than we could ever process. Women, you guys get to, like, okay, first of all, even the way that the dating apps are set up, okay, you guys get to date, like, you basically choose, right? And guys are out here getting, you know, what they can. So I'm just saying that there's some fairness in the
Kenya
field.
Has never been on Tinder, clearly.
Yeah.
So
I've been on Tinder for, like, a day.
Okay.
Literally, but, and then I deleted.
But like, what I was saying is, like, we have this clock because, like, you know, like, after a woman is a certain age, like, you know, I mean, some guys like older women, some guys don't. You know, like, a woman, like, they have their prime, you know, or, you know, I don't know. I just feel like you have this prime, and so you have this time period where you have to, like, we. Society makes you feel like you need to get a husband, you do this, you need to do that. But guys have the luxury because, like, you know, you could be out here looking like Rick Fox, like a, was it a silver fox?
Mm-hmm.
And girls like that. They want, like, an older man who's mature and has his stuff together. But you don't hear a guy like, I want an older woman who got her stuff together, like, because.
Kevin says that with my friend, Mr. Composition Kevin. That's, like, his jam. That's all he wants. And there's a lot of guys out
Kevin's
there.
Young.
I mean, even myself, like, I don't know, like, a sugar mama? Come on, please, a sugar. You want to fund my dreams? Let's set that up now, today. Like,
but I'm talking about, like, beyond money. Because, of course, we were all like, I'll take a sugar daddy. Like, okay. Well, actually, we'll have to talk about it in one episode. About
I was just joking, though. I would not take a sugar mama.
Yes,
I was just
would.
Doing that for dramatic effect.
Nah, he would.
It's deeper than that. I'm constructing a custom life here. I think that's what this podcast is all about. I think we've given them enough.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just a pre-episode. This isn't even the first episode yet. Hashtag goals XO on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do that and
follow
it. And check out, we're probably going to be doing Instagram stories, and I think they're going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
I think that's what we'll do. Lots of, like, I have an idea for, like, Q&A.
Yeah.
Does that sound cool? Like,
for sure.
We, like, answer people's questions in Instagram stories and stuff.
Yeah. So if y'all are thinking of, like, relationship questions, career questions, dating app questions,
yeah.
Any questions.
I know,
you
know, lots of you will be DMing Danielle specifically, but for those of you who have questions for the podcast.
Y'all don't be in my DMs with no foolishness, but yes, you can definitely DM me. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Vick. That's DannyVic. VIC, and that's my handle for everything, pretty much. So, yeah, if y'all have questions, DM me.
And then me too. I'm
don't
at,
send me dick pics up.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm at Kinyo HQ on everything, Kinyo HQ on all the stuff, Snapchat, Tumblr.
Dude, you
Facebook.
Still have a Tumblr?
Tumblr is fire. I think Tumblr's about to
sad people.
Yeah, that's why I'm on there. I'm a poet. Okay, I get on there and we commiserate together.
No, Tumblr is for sad little boys and people who want to watch porn on a low low.
All right. Well, that ends this podcast. Thank you guys so much for checking us out. Remember, fine. Hashtag goals. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well.
On some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be, like, addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.